Christy Macias, CHRISTIEMACIIS. Miss Macias is a 47-year-old woman who comes in because she's concerned she might have COVID. She's been exposed to COVID. She has some abnormal symptoms. For example, she had some numbness, tingling, abdominal pain, some nausea, has had some headaches. Her COVID test is negative, by the way, at this time. She's not running a fever. She was told if she doesn't get any better, come back and we'll retest her. But she does have a history of fatty liver and other issues. Yeah, blood pressure is a little bit elevated. She wants to lose some weight, and semaglutide may be a good medication, but we're going to do some blood tests to see if she's also pre-diabetic. She has the mild symptoms of sleep apnea, but she's not interested in a workup. She just wants to lose the weight. Medications, none. COVID immunization, up-to-date family history. Mom has psych problems. Dad has liver disease, alcoholic liver disease, and positive family history of stroke. Patient has a history of low thyroid, hyperlipidemia, migraine headaches, but she's not taking any medication at this time. Surgery, none. Social, she drinks excessively. She doesn't take any medications at all. She doesn't smoke. She's married. Last period was 14 years ago. Allergy, none. She's alert. She's awake. She's in no distress. Review of system as above. 207 pounds, 98%, 97.5, 16, 60, 147 over 92. Heart positive, small positive, two lungs are clear, abdomen soft, next to JVD, skin shows, no rash, lower extremity shows, mild, edema, neurological, non-focal. Number one, no evidence of COVID. Number two, because of abdominal issues, we looked at a gallbladder. The gallbladder is contracted, but no stones were seen. Number three, because of family history of stroke, we looked at a carotid ultrasound, which was within normal limits because of palpitation. We looked at her echocardiogram, showed RVH, most likely related to early sleep apnea. Next one is increased weight. Next one is abnormal periods. Next one is hasn't had a period for 14 years. Next one is I did not see any masses in the lower abdomen, but again, this was not a transvaginal ultrasound. Next one is mild lymphadenopathy in the neck. Next one is leg pain and arm pain are multifactorial, not related to COVID. Next number, check blood work. Next one is check thyroid. Next one is check B12, vitamin D. Next one is we're going to try to get her started on semaglutide to lose some weight. I think it'll make a huge difference in the way she feels. Next time we'll call patient, discuss the lab results. Next time is must check blood pressure at home and report to me next week. Next time is must also quit alcohol use or try to cut back, and semaglutide has been shown to do that with history of fatty liver and worsening symptoms in the future if she doesn't stop. Thank you.